Don't look at me like that. Those sad puppy dog eyes. And that pathetic expression. So much desperation. Need. Desire. Hunger, even. You must know by now that it only makes me want to make it worse for you. You really do have beautiful eyes, though. So expressive. Beautiful lips, too. I love how they wrap around that gorgeous red ball gag. Perfectly fitted. Designed to silence you completely. And those thick black straps pressing into the corners of your mouth. Buckled so tightly behind your head. Locked in place. I love that little lock, too. Such a tiny little thing. And yet, it makes you so very helpless, doesn't it? Taking away your voice. It doesn't just lock the gag. It also locks those words inside you. Keeping them stuck in your head. I'm sure you have so many things that you want to say right now. Pleading. Begging. The sound in your voice that you think is going to make me feel sorry for you. But it doesn't. No. Instead, it just makes me wet. And I'll never forget the look on your face when you finally figured that out. The only thing I love more than your desperate begging is taking it away from you, reducing your words to mere whimpers, and you knowing that that gag in your mouth isn't coming out until I take that tiny little key and unlock it for you. It's funny, really. Locking you? Well, it unlocked something in me. Something I guess I'd always felt, but I never really had the words for. I suppose that I thought it was socially unacceptable to ask for what I wanted. To control somebody else. To use them. To take from them without regard for what it is they want. To, above all else, to be selfish. And thinking back to that fateful day, when you told me of your desires, I could smell the alcohol in your breath. You must have needed a bit of liquid courage to let the truth slip out. But you were so brave for me. So honest. And I'm so glad that you were. Because it gave me the chance to be honest too. And we both know now that what drew us to each other must have been the secrets that we were hiding. You had yours, and I had mine. And I guess something in each of us recognized our counterpart in the other. At the time, we didn't have the words, or the truth, until that night. And it all began so slowly. Hesitation, euphemism, little hints. But neither of us was able to really use the words that we wanted to at first. Until you finally broke the ice, and we both plunged into the cold water together. I want you to hurt me, you confessed. And when you said it, my whole body came alive. I told you that I wanted that too, and more words started to surface. Torment. Control. Teasing. Pain. Humiliation. Suffering. Cruelty, even. It was the last one that touched something deep inside of me. I told you that I loved you, and that I wanted to be cruel to you. Not at the time, but at times when it would hurt you the most. For you to feel the confusion of love, caring, and affection. Punctuated with cruelty, suffering, and denial. And you told me that you wanted that too. And I looked into your eyes, and I saw it. The need. Both for love and cruelty. For affection and agony. And I told you that it wasn't just what you wanted. It was what you needed. and that I needed it too. And so many things have transpired since that night. We moved in together, our engagement, and the wedding, the vows we spoke to one another in public, and the ones that we shared in private. But it was that first night, the night of our confessions, that lit that spark that made it all possible. And you showed me a small black nylon gym bag. It was where you kept your toys. At the time, there weren't very many. Just some leather cuffs, a black riding crop, a collection of clothespins, some clover clamps, a paddle that looked a bit like it could be used for ping pong, and finally, the thing that made my heart race, a bright red ball gag. So very iconic. And when I picked it up and fondled it, you squirmed and grew restless. I held it up and smiled. I told you how much I liked it. And you just seemed to lose your words completely and just sat there nodding. But there was something about it that was drawing us together. A bit of magic. I had never touched one before. And when I did, it sent tingles through my body. I told you to get undressed for me, and you did. Completely naked, your cock growing hard, standing there in front of me, holding your arms behind your back, inviting me to bind them, which I did, of course. A leather cuff on each wrist, secured with one of the padlocks I found in the bag. And as I ran my hands all over your body, enjoying every moment of it, touching you everywhere except for your cock, and you kept twitching, and you moaned and whimpered a bit. And as I held up the ball gag, I saw your cock stiffen and twitch even more. I smiled, but it wasn't a friendly smile. Or even a nice one. It was a wicked one. And I walked slowly towards you, and then took my place behind you, and whispered in your ear, "Kneel for me." And you did, carefully lowering yourself to the floor, finding it a bit difficult with your hands bound behind you. I knew the hardwood floor wasn't making it easy for you either. And your knees pressing against the cool, unforgiving floor. I waited until you tried to adjust yourself, and I stopped you. "Keep still," I commanded. You started to speak, to explain, but I cut you off abruptly. "I know," I told you, because I wanted you to be aware that I knew how much it hurt. And completely aware that I was the one that was doing this to you. Your pain now? It wasn't an accident or an oversight. I was the one making it hurt. And then it was time. I took the beautiful red ball gag and dangled it in front of you, just an inch from your lips, and I gave you the command, "Kiss it." Then I smiled as I leaned over your head, watching you close your eyes and press your lips to the gag. Your fear, your excitement, your arousal, and your surrender. I felt them all. And slowly I pressed the red ball to your lips, watching them shape themselves around it. Your mouth opened. And I pressed the ball inside of it. I slipped the strap through the buckle and began to pull it tight, slowly drawing the slack from the black leather straps until it was tight. And then I pulled a bit more. One more hole in the strap for the buckle to find. Slightly tighter than was comfortable for you. I proceeded to buckle it shut and ran my fingers down the back of your neck. The rush was intoxicating, and I could hear you breathing now, through your nose, harder than you were before. I imagined your heart racing for me, your words now trapped inside of you. I wanted to hear you try, though. How does that feel? I asked, stepping around in front and cupping your chin with my hand. I leaned down and looked into your eyes. And your words were muffled, barely intelligible, but I still could understand the one that you tried to utter. Tight? At least I think that's what you said. It made me laugh to hear it, but even more so, it made me really fucking wet. Taking your words and making you so helpless? Oh my god. It turned me on in a way that I have never experienced before. And I traced my fingertip over your lips, finding the place where your skin met the gag. Your lower lip was starting to grow a little wet as the saliva built up in your mouth. Soon a trickle of drool would emerge. I hadn't expected that, but it delighted me. Unable to control even your most basic bodily functions, unable to speak, or apparently swallow. And as I watched the small trickle of drool running down your chin, I found myself transfixed. I touched your face, your cheeks, your lips. You were mine now, and I loved it. And when you closed your eyes, I told you to look at me. I wanted you to see me enjoying this. My pleasure at your expense and your helplessness, turning me on so much. And I unbuttoned my skirt and let it fall to the floor, leaving me in my blouse, panties, and heels. I reached out and with one hand took hold of your head, and with the other, I lowered my panties down around my knees. I pulled your head between my legs and let my wetness coat your face. Oh, and I moaned and arched my back as I felt the hard red gag press against my clit. And using both hands, I started to use your face and the gag as my personal masturbation toy, rubbing against you, directing you, using you, and then I dragged you to the couch and sat down, spreading my legs, and I held your head just a few inches away, letting you stare at my wet, glistening pussy, letting you smell it, taking in my scent. And then I looked down into your eyes and I told you what I wanted. Beg for it, I told you with a bit of coldness. And that's when I saw it. In your eyes, the recognition that I wanted this just as much as you did, maybe even more. And seeing you bound, gagged, and helpless, kneeling there between my legs, begging for my pussy, well, as best as you could with that big gag in your mouth, even knowing you can't touch it, or kiss it, or lick it, or fuck it, all you can do is beg for it. And as I listened, I grew even more aroused and wetter as you tried to form words. Pure desperation. Wanting me. Hungry for me. And even though I couldn't understand what you were saying, I could feel your need. And when I finally let you worship my pussy again, it didn't take me very long to come. With that gag pressing into me, combined with your muffled whimpers and your moans, it made me erupt over and over again, forcing your face into my pussy, so you couldn't even breathe, and feeling you squirm, trying to get free, waiting until I could feel your fight or flight instinct kick in, before giving you back your air. Oh, and knowing that your desperate deep breaths you draw in through your nose would keep filling your senses with the scent of my wetness and my pussy. Oh, and my foot occasionally sliding up your thigh, between your legs, teasing your aching cock with my shoe, and then later with my bare feet. And it went on for hours, and taking breaks from my endless orgasms to tease your cock and bring you to the edge. Over and over. And I found that denying you orgasms just made mine even stronger. Oh, and so many things I learned that night. And since that first time, you've only gotten better at pleasing me. And I've gotten so much better at teasing and tormenting you. So stop looking at me like that. The gag isn't coming off tonight. Because for what comes next, you won't be needing your words.
If you enjoyed this audio and want to hear more, check out my Patreon at patreon.com/mistressazrolin.